Morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona. How can I help you?
How you doing? This is Khalif Asu. I called like 2-3 months ago for a raise, and nobody never got back to me. And you said it was going to give me a raise.
Nice to review it. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, let me look at the file here. Khalif ask you. And we have got... for 14 hours a day, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, and then 8 and give or take 8, so 16. So you're at 86 hours a week, it looks like, in Philadelphia. So here's the issue with home care in general in PA. At the moment, PA is the lowest payer for Medicaid in the Northeast region. They have not raised Medicaid reimbursement rates for home care in 6 years, which is never, it's like never happened before. Inflation, they're supposed to raise it every 1 to 2 years for inflation. The state has not funded higher Medicaid reimbursement rates in 6 years. 2020 was the last time that they raised the rates. Effective 2021, but whatever. They raised it by, I think it was 11%. But that was the last time they did it. Because of that, there's not so much movement we can do in terms of raises. We're not looking to make thousands of dollars on every single aide and care and client. We want to make like $1, $1.50 an hour, something like that. The issue is that since you have mostly overtime hours, the state doesn't pay us more for overtime. The state pays us the same, and it's our problem to figure out the rates so that we don't lose money on overtime. And they pay us about $21 an hour. But after payroll taxes and office expenses, even at your $13 an hour rate, comes $19.50. After payroll taxes, it's already a loss. And then after office expenses, we lose about $2 to $2.50 an hour on every overtime hour you have already. And we make money on the regular hours, and then we like net. We net like $65 a week or something on the case. Right, right. Even if I were to give you 25-cent raise, the case wouldn't be worth us having anymore because we would be making $13 a week, and if we send out supplies once a month or throw a bonus or something, we don't make for the year. There's just not enough money coming in from the case to give you more, and I would love to. So if the state raises the Medicaid rates, we will give you a raise instantly. We don't need to make more than we're making, but we can't make less right now.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, pull your chain or drive you crazy, and we appreciate the hard work, and we know you work long hours. They're just, Medicaid is limited. They don't pay more than X amount, and we give as much as we can. If they raise the rates, we'll be very, very happy to give you a bonus instantly, but at the moment, it's kind of maxed out. I'll throw another quarter your way anyway to keep you happy. I'm not trying to nickel and dime you, and I don't want to insult you, but I'll give you like the max, which is $13.25. At that point, we're making like less than $40 a week on the case. But unless the rates go up more than that, I can't do more. However, I'll give you the max, which is $13.25 on your amount of hours. All right? So you'll see that starting next week's paycheck.
Okay. Another thing, can you email me my W-2?
I can, but it's also available in your payroll software.
It's not showing up. I already know it's not showing up, though.
Because it's there. Where are you looking? Did you look in forms?
Yeah, I'm looking for them, and 2025 is not there. It's only 2024.
That's very odd. Okay, yeah, I'll email it to you. Let me just confirm your email. Give me a second. I just want to finish the rate. Give me just a moment. We wanted to switch it from that. New. And like I said, I'm not trying to, like, nickel and dime and salt you. I want everyone.
It's okay, guys. I heard it before from, like, another company.
Yeah, no, we encourage people to go shop around because we really do.
No, I wasn't shopping around. I was just talking to my girlfriend. She works for the company, and they told her the same thing.
I'll give you even the real numbers. It's $21.52 an hour in Philadelphia. That's what they give us, $21.52. And from that, we got to pay you. We got to pay payroll taxes, which comes out to a little under 12% with the city and state and federal. And then we have to do office expenses. That's the math. So after 1950 on an overtime, payroll tax alone takes you over the Medicaid reimbursement before office expenses. So it's just, you know, it's kind of a real margin business these days. I'm almost done your read here. I'm sorry. Just making sure that what I say that happens. Okay, so starting next week, you'll see it. Gave you a quarter. It doesn't sound like a lot, but you have to keep in mind that is a roughly $2,000 a year raise. So it's something. It's something. It's a little bit. It's a coffee money. I give you what I can. I wish I could do
that's
more.
That's okay. It's okay. It's something.
I appreciate your understanding. It's frustrating for us also. We, first of all, inflation, the same way it hits you, it hits us. All our bills are up. The state bills are up. Everything's up. But they don't give us more. They just want us to pay more, you know. And we're not making tons of money. It's not whatever. Khalif asked you at Gmail, I believe. Yeah?
Yes.
I'm going to email it while we're on the phone. So.
Yeah, I kept looking for the last couple of weeks, and it just like
I'll
just
find out why it's not available in the care, because it is there on our end. But I actually yesterday there was a caregiver in the office, and I asked him to see his phone, and on the app it's not there. So I know what you mean. So I have to call the payroll software company and find out what's up. But I am going to email it to you now. Let me just get in here. Mr. Askew, how do you pronounce your last name properly?
Yeah, you say it correctly.
I'll ask you. We want team payroll forms W-2s 2025. Last name, ASK, enter. There you are. Download PDF, paste, email, and your email address is copy, paste, and we want 2025 W-2 cents. There you go, sir. All done. All right, sir, I've emailed it. You should receive it within about a minute in your email.
I got it. Thank you.
No problem at all, and I wish you have a wonderful weekend. Call me if anything else I can do. And like I said, we'll be proactive on the rates. If they raise us, which generally doesn't, the budgetary decisions are in June, I believe, in Pennsylvania, and they usually start in the beginning of the year. Last year, they completely ignored home care. I gave a small increase to nursing, but that was it. And this year there's like about 1,000 companies and several big lobbyists that are really, really pressuring the state to increase their home care budget, but we'll see what happens, especially with all this fraud investigation now, but coming out of Minnesota. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, sir.